What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about embracing the journey and taking some time to smell the flowers. If you're anything like me, you're always trying to get ahead, work harder, push for more, and no matter how much you do or no matter how much you get done, you still feel like you're not progressing fast enough. I'm constantly thinking, how can I make my business better? How can I serve my clients better? How can I do this better on social media? How can I grow? How can I help more people? And it has me in this loop of always trying to get ahead, always trying to see what's next. And, you know, I have this thing that hit me yesterday. This week, my mom was in town and she texted me on Monday, like, hey, I'm in town. Can we please go to the beach on Wednesday? And immediately, you know, I started thinking about the things that I had to do on Wednesday and like, okay, I have this planned out. Maybe if I move this around, maybe I can make it happen. And like, it took me a few hours to answer her, but I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. You know, it's my mom. I'm always gonna try to see her. But even after I said yes, the thoughts kept getting louder in my head. Like, dude, what are you doing? You know, this is gonna take you off track. Like, you know, you have so much to do. You have to catch up on this ebook. You have to film a record a podcast. You got to get all this done. Like, you're falling off track, man. You're fucking up. And then that's like, you know, I dealt with that for a little bit. And then once I was, you know, meeting up with her, it kind of reminded me of why I worked so hard, and specifically why I switched over to an online business, and is to be able to have the freedom, you know, control my scheduling, control my hours, that if I want to take a few hours on a Wednesday afternoon to go to the beach with my mom, that I am able to. And sometimes you forget about that. And also, another thing I got reminded of was why I do this. And like, one of my biggest motivators is my mom. I'm sure, like most of you that have a good relationship with your parents, you know, you want to work hard so you are able to give your parents the life they deserve, you know, take them out, maybe retire them, go on vacation, you know, always show them gratitude for everything they've done for you. And that is exactly what my mom is for me. Like, I always want to, you know, work hard so I could show her gratitude. And it even took me back to almost like 4 years ago when I got the call that she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And man, that night, just everything just went downhill. As soon as I heard the news, I just walked to the beach and, you know, started crying my eyes out, and just thinking all these thoughts running through my head, like, really of like disappointment and even like being mad at myself, like, oh, you know, you're not going to be able to do all of this for your mother. You're not going to be able to give her the nice things. You're not going to be able to retire her. You're not going to be able to buy her her home. Like, all my dreams that I had of me providing for my mom were like just almost crushed, like completely crushed. It's like, yo, you're not even going to get the chance to do that because, you know, this cancer might take her away. Like, stage 4 cancer is pretty critical. And man, it was such a moment of reflection. And that night I was like, man, I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to work relentlessly so I'm able to provide for her and help her as much as I can. And to this day, you know, before that and even more after that, she is one of my biggest motivators. You know, she's the one that taught me a lot about health and fitness and entrepreneurship. And that's one of my main drivers. But then me saying no to her because I want to work harder, it kind of defeats the purpose. And it was almost like an aha moment for me. Like, don't forget why you're doing this or why you started doing this. You know, I do everything I do for her, and me saying, no, sorry, mom, I gotta go, you know, build this business because, you know, I gotta take care of you, and not spending time with her. Like, that just doesn't make sense. And sometimes, you don't take a look at the big picture. And stopping and taking a look at the big picture is very important, because I'm always constantly trying to get ahead, constantly trying to see, you know, what can I do more? How can I do more to grow? What type of content can I post? Even comparing myself to other coaches, you know, that I look up to, like, man, I can't wait to get to that level or reach for more. And, you know, sometimes you forget that you're there, like that I'm there. You know, whatever destination I have in my head is almost like it's going to lead to nowhere, because there's always going to be a next level. It's always going to be a race on a hamster wheel. But, you know, taking a moment and realizing that I have a great life. I have the freedom. I've been able to create the freedom that I wanted. I haven't had a boss for like 8 years. I live here in Miami, not only in Miami, but in South Beach, in a waterfront property. Luxury, two pools, crazy over the top. They even have a doggy daycare. And I have friends and family that love me, that care for me. And, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the what's next, grind, and you don't realize everything that you have. And this goes the same to your fitness journey, your health and fitness journey. You have your goal, you're very ambitious, you're trying to get to maybe that six pack, or you're trying to get to that competition, or trying to hit those numbers in the gym, and you're always dissatisfied, but it's because you don't take a moment to stop and look around. Like, if you really look around you and your progress, I bet you're feeling better, I bet you're moving better, I bet you're lifting heavier, I bet you're even lost some inches or lost some weight. Like, you are not the same person anymore. On an era where most people are getting very worse, like very, very, you are getting better and you are progressing. So don't forget that. Don't forget to stop, look around, see how far you come, and smell the flowers. There will always be a next level, but if you don't stop and smell the flowers, the journey is just gonna be miserable for you. And that was like a little aha moment that I had yesterday, so I just wanted to share with you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you have the best day ever. Let's go. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at kettlebellweightlosscoach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.